Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
That's right. It's your other boy, Zach D'Amico. Hello, hosting the Real Ass Podcast. Lewis is ice logged in New Jersey, holding Natalie and James hostage with an axe, wearing a Burberry coat.
How icy are the streets that
not,
you can't get here?
Not that.
He posted
you
an
can't
Instagram,
get here?
He posted an Instagram video. When he stepped on the ground, it went crunch.
Yeah, almost breakaway.
He's got a car.
I think Lewis has only been driving again for how long? Yeah, let's watch.
My son to school, and I couldn't because the roads in New Jersey are completely iced over.
Shut up.
Look at this.
Drive slow.
I mean, one of his parents had to teach him how to put chains on the tires.
I don't even think you need it. Look
By
at that.
By the way, Brandon, there should have been a comma in there. Drive slow. No, Lewis, I get it, man. I just missed 2 weeks, so I'm not going to bust Lewis's balls. And it's not like they make a service where you call a number or like put in your phone and then a car comes and takes you where you're going.
Yeah.
But in reality, I know he's got his kid today. It would be a pain in the ass, so I get it. I love you, buddy. Hope you're okay. It's your boy. I'm excited. Two great guests. Two of my favorite people. Both from here's the scenario.
Yeah, finally. Zach,
I apologize just because of the force of habit to say the other way.
I know.
Yeah. We got Mike Cannon.
What's up, buddy? Thanks
How
for
you
having
doing?
Me. Good. I'm good.
And recently, I don't know if you even know this.
I do know this.
The winner of Guest of the Year at the Skankies.
Yeah.
At the Skankies. I know. Skankies. I was streaming on Twitch when it happened, and everybody was like, congrats, dude. And I just went, what do you win? And everyone just went silent.
I'll tell you what you won. A novelty trophy that was given to the one black guy in the crowd.
Oh, all right.
Which was what everyone got, because we just kept giving that man all the trophies. And he walked out smiling just with six trophies. Six
I want my trophy! I just call him the N-word. I want my trophy!
I was like, please say it the other way, the podcast.
I was very proud of you.
Well deserved.
Well deserved.
I went hard
yeah.
in the last couple of weeks of the year.
The funniest
you hard,
moment
but
of
fell short.
I would say the funniest moment on any podcast all year.
Thank you very much. It has ruined my life, but I'm so happy that I've won Skank Guest of the Year.
Has it really ruined? I mean, it's hilarious.
It's no,
given
it hasn't.
Him purpose, and it's given him minions. It's given him,
it's
other,
given him minions.
Other fucking nub dick.
No,
units.
No, yeah. Dick looks like a minion.
It's got little goggles on it.
It's a little 4-inch banana.
Plantain.
Thank you guys for being here. Let's knock plugs right the fuck out the door.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys want to cue up that plug music, Mike Cannon, what do you want people to get eyes
oh,
on?
Oh, buddy, I got a lot of road coming up because I'm filming my next special. There's a date for that. It's on my website. Very excited. Hopefully not everybody turned off the show as soon as they saw Lewis wasn't here. But February 18th, filming my special at the Triad Theater,
yeah.
The same place where Dave Smith filmed his Libertas. It's a beautiful space, limited seats. I'm hoping to sell this out very, very shortly, so it's the absolute last thing on my mind in preparation for it. Super excited, and I got a bunch of road leading up to it. This weekend, if you're watching live, I'll be in Austin, Texas at the Creek in the Cave, January 6th through the 8th. At the end of the month, I'm with Sack Daddy to God here, Boston, Massachusetts, Hideout Comedy, January 21st through 22nd. Then, again with Sag, we're doing a little run through Michigan. We're doing Holland, Michigan on February 10th at the Park Theatre. Grand Rapids, Michigan at the Golden Age at Creston Brewery for February 11th and 12th. And then closing it out, Detroit, Michigan, February 13th, Independent Comedy Club. All leading to my special taping, February 18th, Triad Theater. Tickets available now at MikeCannonComedy.com. Please, I'm begging for the love of God, buy tickets.
Detroit. What? Detroit.
Everybody from the 313.
Yeah.
Sags?
I'm just opening for him my entire life. And then
isn't that the worst? When you have to sit next to the person, they go, "What are your plugs?"
His, whatever but, he just
his,
said.
His, but before and for significantly less money.
But if you want to support, just follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/sagstoriches. My Instagram, my TikTok, my fucking Twitter, all that shit. Just follow and check out the podcast. Here's the scenario, and check out the Patreon. We got a lot of stuff cooking on there.
Fantastic. Guys, I got two big dates I want you to check out coming up. January the 11th, Five Boroughs Brewery, Brooklyn, 8 o'clock. Tickets are on Eventbrite. This fucking show rules, and I really hope you can come out. If you're in Brooklyn, this is a good chance to see some of the people that have been killing it on the network. Oh, yeah. It is myself, Josh Adam Myers, Brian Six, Ryan Shaner, Sean Gardini, and Robbie Bernstein. Just a real nice white lineup.
That's nice.
Banging.
Right?
Banging list of crackers.
Should be really fun. Should be really, really fun.
A little matzo cracker at the end.
Yeah. It should be really, really fun. And then January the 15th, I am coming back to Brooklyn with Catalyst Wrestling. Should be really fucking cool. It's at The Muse in Brooklyn. We got people from Ring of Honor, NWA. It's fucking wild how good the bill is.
NWA?
National Wrestling Alliance.
Oh.
It
was before the
Attitudes.
Did they sue?
What?
Did they sue?
No, I think it was just... No.
They just agreed to it.
Yeah, yeah.
People will know.
I always thought there should be a SAT prep for black kids called with Aptitude. but yeah, come out. And then actually, can you bring up Lewis's dates real quick so I can plug Lewis's shit?
That's
go to lewisofskanks.com for all of Lewis J. Gomez's dates. I know. Yep. January 13th, 14th, and 15th, he'll be with Anthony Zenhauser at Comedy Off Broadway in Lexington, Kentucky. The 21st and 22nd, I'll be with him in Hartford, Connecticut at the Funny Bone. February 19th, the Regent Theater in Arlington, Massachusetts. Zany's in Chicago, April the 28th, May 28th. Music Hall, June 3rd and 4th. Coming to Fort Worth and Dallas, Texas. Come out and see Lewis. He's a good guy.
I've
and he
never
takes
seen
on the road
somebody list their dates like that.
Yeah, why does his dates? Logos. Why does his dates look like business card templates?
Yeah, they look like somebody that took out like an eighth of a page in the yearbook.
Yeah.
Best of luck in the future, Mike Sandwiches.
Yeah, and if you're listening live, you can see Lewis salting his sidewalk right now. Yeah.
If you're listening live, you can see Natalie Cuomo salting Lewis's sidewalk right now.
And her stupid dog slipping on the driveway.
I'd sure love to salt her sidewalk. Come on. You laugh.
That's our friend's girlfriend.
Don't not laugh.
That's our friend's live-in girlfriend.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I'd sure love to assault her sidewalk.
Oh, I'm so stupid. I was right there.
So thank you guys for coming in. It is a little shitty out. It was icy, very icy and snowy this morning. Had a scramble to find a co-host and... they're not here.
No.
There's not one. It's just me running the ship. But I'm excited because I love you guys very much. I want to start with this because we are three stuck in 2001 millennial douchebags.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Nirvana has won their legal battle
I saw
against
that.
The Naked Baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We
Shannon,
were talking
if you
about
could bring
yesterday.
That up. So I've despised this guy for this cash grab.
Uh-huh.
Especially since I found out he's done multiple.
It's his
photo
thing.
Shoots since then.
Yeah. That's like
for every anniversary.
This is here like Brendan comes. Suing Legion of Skanks for the Four trademark.
And you better believe it's going to happen.
The same size.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
And not only that, he has a tattoo, I think.
Of Nirvana. Yeah,
he has Nevermind on his chest.
Yeah. So this guy has been living this gimmick and now has decided to turn on it.
Oh, you know, you get a different. I'm having a stroke. You have a different mentality when you get old. I'm going to defend him. You have a different mentality when you get older. You know what I mean? Like he could be fucking doing all of that shit. And I also love in the article when they were like, and he also tried to get pussy with it. It's like, you didn't even have to say that.
And we can probably failed. Hang out at Foo Fighters shows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. With like a sign.
No, he probably has a t-shirt, look familiar.
He's like, probably tried. He's probably been like, yeah, I'll talk to Dave for you, babe. Maybe we can get in the back.
Oh, for sure.
I was the baby around. With that Brendan-sized penis.
Need a dollar?
Oh, that's what he has a dollar on a string on a fishing pole in front of him all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, man. I
don't know. I'm just defending him to make a conversation. But also, I think like
because my one point I want to make is no one walking down the street,
yeah,
is gonna be like, aren't you?
No yeah. one's tweeting at
unless
him
they are anything. A naked baby connoisseur.
Yeah.
Well, in which case there.
I mean, he's huge in the pedophile. Yeah,
he walks right by the studio and everybody's like, that's the Nirvana baby.
Yeah, he is Nirvana for pedophiles.
It's like the Beatles. It's a bunch of dudes with like comb overs and polos on being like, is that the baby?
You've aged so well.
I do like how he was suing. Like, if this caused actual distress, you'd think it would be life-changing money. You know what I mean? Like, you'd think he'd be like, all right, I want $5 million minimum. I'm probably going for 10. Instead, he's like, you know, Izzel from Friday, where he's like, oh, my back and my neck. I'm suing y'all. I want $150,000, but I'll settle it out of court right now for $20. That's like exactly what he's doing. He's like, I'll take $100,000. Whatever you guys are willing to part with and settle.
Yeah, I mean,
He wanted them to give him money to get the fuck out of their face.
I would be so afraid to sue Courtney Love.
Yeah.
Because then we're just going to see Nirvana baby drowns himself.
Yeah. Kills himself. Yeah, I don't know. It's. I would do that, I think. I would try to
sue the band.
Get the $100,000.
No, but you know that. You or at least ask for some money. Hey, can I get? But is it stopping him from getting a job?
No.
What does he need? What, well, you know, what's the distress?
It wasn't even his idea. Like at some point, somebody was like,
"It wasn't."
Yeah, it's pedophilia, and he's like, "What?" And they're like, "That's pedophilia. Like they put your naked baby dick out there, and they sold records. You should probably sue them. You should get money for that." And he's like, "I should." And then he talks to the first lawyer, and they're like, I'll send a letter to Nirvana.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're being sued. Also, can you sign this?
With your dick?
I'm sure it did some mental damage to him a little bit.
Was there a sticker over his penis when the album came out?
No. I think there was a sticker. So this is only like
maybe in like Walmart,
a regional over the plastic. Like I think they probably put a piece of, but as soon as you ripped off the cellophane, then everything. It's just glorious baby dick from there on out.
Shannon, is there anything in the article that we missed?
So the reason why they won was because this guy, Elder, I can't remember his name.
they were able to prove he never got pussy before saying the Nirvana baby.
No, they failed. They missed a deadline to file an opposition to Nirvana's request to dismiss. And the reason why Nirvana was asking to dismiss it was, like you guys said, that he has, you know, used this to pick up chicks over the years. He also has recreated the photo for the 10th, 17th, 20th, and 25th anniversaries of the album's release.
17th. He has recreated.
Yeah.
I have this is one picture of one of his recreations.
I don't want to see his penis. What a fucking dork.
So he's profited off of it over the years. And so that's their defense. He still has the opportunity to appeal. But as of right now, they're winning.
He also for sure grew his blonde hair out like that to look more like Kurt Cobain 100%. For sure, right? Yeah, that just
he should just get the dollar,
man. Yeah, it sucks because
how funny would that be?
He's going after
you. Win. Here's the buck.
Yeah,
that you couldn't swim to
grab it. It just sucks because he's also going after this like loved band, this beloved band. So it's like. Not only are you going to lose, but I bet he's getting death threats and all that shit right now, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And Shannon, anytime we talk about Nirvana, I think it's important that we look at, let's talk about, would we fuck Frances Bean Cobain?
Yes.
100%.
I need to see what she
looks
like.
Let's take a look, Frances, and pick a good looking pic. Don't pick like.
She kind of looks like the Bride of Chucky a little bit, but I'm into that.
I don't want.
But in the good way.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want it.
Not like Sheba Mason. Like
no, Sheba Mason looks like the stick in Real Monsters.
Sheba Mason looks like the doll that looked like George Costanza's mom.
I mean, well, she's a little young in that picture. She looks like Paige from WWE.
Yeah.
She looks like Kat Dennings.
I'd like an age confirmation before I continue to talk about that photo.
That was a young one.
I don't want like an MGK Eminem thing to happen to us where we're talking about Kurt Cobain's daughter and then Dave Grohl writes like a diss track against us.
I would love that.
Is he known for that?
No.
No, I don't know.
has he spoken to her since the bullet flew through her father's skull?
Oh my God, no. I hope not. Look at her. Look at her.
Yeah,
look at those eyes.
She's super hot. She looks like Elizabeth Gillies in that picture, too.
She's a piece of ace.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Natalie, she looks like a carpet muncher. Thoughts?
Wait, what was the question?
Yeah, I'd fucking eat her box.
Yeah.
Yeah, big time, right?
Yeah.
Hell
nice.
Yeah. Yeah, bro.
I would put pressure on her asshole.
I'd wear her flaps like a gas mask.
I would blow a load through the back of her head like a shotgun blast.
Yeah. I'd put so much cum in her pussy, it wouldn't fit in her panties.
What?
Dude. Yeah. You thought it'd be carry-on? That's check your luggage, bitch.
Them panties going underneath the plane. Hey, guys, real quick, we just want to thank our friends at Manscaped. They have the new Performance Package 4.0, and they are the global leaders in below-the-waist grooming. They have the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer that tames your bush and scores brownie points with the one you love. Manscaped is absolutely incredible. This is your perfect holiday gift. So if somebody got you a gift card, something that you want to spend money on, I think try the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0, the perfect package for your package. You're going to find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserve ball deodorant, which really, really works, Crop Reviver toner, Performer boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies. It's incredible. Guys, I can't put over Manscaped enough. This thing is awesome. It works in the shower. It's got a little light on it. If you're like me and you need to do some exploration, Manscaped is absolutely incredible. There is no better way to shave your downstairs. So check it out. If you want to try it, you get 20% off and free shipping with the code REALASS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code REALASS at manscaped.com. Be thankful that Manscaped exists because your junk has never looked better. Manscaped, your balls will thank you. What a silly way to start the morning. Shannon, did you see that you were playing a dangerous game with these farts?
My social media has been completely covered with tags,
Shannon,
from this story.
Are you selling your farts? And for how much?
Okay. Yeah, let me explain to you first, Brendan.
We've definitely talked about this on the show.
Yeah, it's okay. Let's fill them in.
Okay, so every year on this show, since the beginning, we do the Real Assy Awards. And
how many awards does Lewis have to have?
Well, no, as many as it takes for him to win one.
So it's a real, like, usually it's on New Year's. So it used to be we were going to come in hungover and let's do an episode where we just watch clips from the show, because you know how every sitcom, like three seasons
in, that's a great idea.
Phones in an episode where they're like all trapped somewhere.
Yeah, and then they're like, "Do you remember that time?
Remember the time where we?"
But you didn't take into account that one day the precipitation would be 50% and it would be 15 degrees out. Lewis couldn't pull his car out.
Did anybody watch that? Did you watch the cartoon Clerks Uncensored?
Yes.
They did that. They did a clip show on the second episode, and they were like, "Remember that time?" They just kept showing parts from the first episode.
It was a very funny show.
That was a great show. I think his best work.
Who's driving? Bear is driving.
That dog looks like a bong. Yeah, these are all just jokes from the show.
Instead of having to cut together clips and make packages for the Assies, which was then immediately dumped on Bobby Hutch and Alex,
yes,
and they became the Skankies.
Is that what you're calling their relationship? The Skankies? Bobby and Alex.
That's Harrington.
Fuck!
Get your inter-gas gossip straight, dude.
I gotta go to Reddit.
You gotta click new, not hot.
All right. That's what Harrington did. I'm kidding. Alex is very beautiful. Shannon. So, in exchange, We read about this reality star. I think Shannon, is she 90 Day Fiance?
Yes.
Who was selling her farts for how much?
They were half off at $1,000 a jar.
Half off.
At $1,000.
Is that a holiday sale?
I believe so.
Can I buy a shit?
Yeah, yeah. You're like, what if I want like 0.5 more?
Yeah, yeah.
I like said it like Wheel of Fortune. I'd like to buy a shit, please.
Mostly gas, but a little dollop of solid.
Yeah, I want the goose, not the golden egg.
So as far, it kind of is the golden egg. So as far as we know, Shannon came in with 10 sealed jars.
Yeah,
that she labeled. We opened
Indica,
up
sativa,
and we opened four.
Did they smell like farts?
So it was four of us. Myself and Jay definitely got the button.
No
they
shit.
Were rough enough that we closed them and passed them to the person next to us, and there was still enough in there to upset them.
Oh my God.
It's like Spaceballs Perrier.
Yeah.
Now, Shannon, did you have to go to Michael's to get these jars or something? Like, where did you just bought jars?
I bought jars.
Shannon with rainbow hair is like, so what's the best size mason jar to fit
yeah.
a fart?
Yeah. Hi, can I help you?
Yes,
I'm looking to put my farts in a jar.
You'll never believe this with my accent.
Yeah,
but I need to make money quick.
Men pay good money for this.
I have to use my asshole to make money.
So yeah, we have had one jar sold, and it was Mike Rainey.
Nice. How much?
Nice. We got congratulations.
Half off. Lewis was trying to sell them for $200.
Okay.
I think that was a little presumptuous.
I think that's a
just
good
because
price
there's
point.
No. Now I at this point Shannon has not turned on us and said a man farted in those jars.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as we know,
what the
that is Shannon's
fuck?
Air biscuit.
For the record, this girl from 90 Day Fiancé also didn't give any proof that these were her farts in the jars. And she put rose petals in them, which I feel like...
That ruins
yeah, that yes. ruins the fart. That gives it like a hint of something. That's like seltzer with lemon.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I want crispy bubbles.
I want
proper
the little,
fart.
The little silicone thing that's in beef jerky.
Yeah.
I want the thing that comes in my pockets of my winter jacket so it doesn't go bad.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've only sold one for half off. And Rainey's giving it away to somebody who comes to the Dad Meat tour that they're
doing. Oh, he's nice. He's reselling like a painter.
Yeah, what are these, Off-White at Nikes?
But yeah, so Shannon, tell me about the original fart seller, Stephanie Maddow,
okay.
has been hospitalized.
Hold on, I do have a question,
for
though,
farting?
About this, because Shannon, you kept all the other jars, right?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't just
they're
toss
here.
Them out as if they were a broken business venture.
No, they're here.
Because I assume...
They're here.
I assume yeah. that they ferment... Or go bad. I mean, obviously, you're going to lose a bit of air pressure over time, but the general stink is going to really lock in, probably, and they're only going to get better.
Depending on how tight the jar is, though.
Right. Yeah, we call it ruining glass.
Is that what we call Shannon's asshole?
No. We talk to Shannon on this show. We treat Shannon with respect.
That's right. Without Lewis.
Yes.
And
Lewis
we talked to her.
That was a respectful thing, though. I was like, yeah, your asshole's jar tight.
Yeah.
So,
I need to ask my husband to open it.
Not bucket wide.
So tell us about it, Shannon.
Okay, so after making $200,000 in sales, the wow. influencer has announced her retirement when she passed one too many and got the wind knocked out of her. Maddow was rushed to the hospital with chest pains and feared were symptoms of a heart attack, according to the outlet. After undergoing a battery of tests, including blood work and an EKG, Maddow was told that her pain was the result of a steady diet of gas-inducing beans and eggs.
Oh, what
so it made her feel like she was having a heart attack, and now she has quit farting in jars.
So just, she had heartburn from having gas.
You know, right. like the, I think it was like the stabbing pains, like a stabbing pain from the gas.
You think there was like a Abbott and Costello thing going on where the doctor was like, you knocked the wind out of you. And she's like, yeah, that's how I've been making money. But what happened?
And her farts are named that. The wind.
The wind.
But that's how like, I mean, she got too greedy, right? Because she tried to mass produce and in turn was ingesting fucking eggs and beans. And it's like, I don't want those farts. Like, I don't want egg and bean farts. If I wanted that smell, I'd stand at the foot of my father's asshole and inhale deeply. I don't need that out of a female. I want her farts.
It's not about the smell. It's about her.
It's about the product. I think it was about the assembly line. and that she needed to up her numbers.
Right.
Exactly. She got greedy.
She got greedy.
Shannon, you have lentils, right?
Yeah, but that's, I didn't change my diet. And like, I'm a vegan, so like everything that I make is usually gas inducing.
Gross. She
during the process, were you listening to the song?
Yeah, yeah.
Passing.
Like, I love Lucy. She's just smelling a bunch of farts.
This girl was making up to 50.
Hiding farts under her hat.
She was making up to 50 jars a week.
Yeah, that's a problem.
She's not jars Nike. A week. Oh, my.
She said that God. She, within one day, I had 3 protein shakes and a huge bowl of black bean soup.
Oh, my God. How much money do you fucking need?
She's a mom and pop shop. Mom and poop.
I mean, she's
she should have just fucking done 5 a week.
Yeah, relax.
Charge $2,000 then. If you can't, like, don't go half off. If you're making less, just make less and sustain it.
Shannon says she made $200,000.
Yeah.
But now she's
trying to hit Apple numbers. She wants that kind of production.
Oh, I have her symptoms here. She said, I could tell something was not right that evening when I was lying in bed and I can feel a pressure in my stomach moving forward. It was quite hard to breathe. And every time I tried to breathe in, I'd feel a pinching sensation around my heart.
Oh, my God.
You're not supposed to feel like that every night?
Yeah, that just sounds like gas. Yeah.
That sounds like you need a glass of water, bitch.
Right. Yeah, that sounds like somebody who has never fully celebrated Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah,
like, you don't understand the Monday.
Because some people, when Shannon had 10, they're like, "How did she really? How do you fart 10 times in a night?"
I fart so much.
What,
dude?
Yeah,
I fart.
Have
so
you
much.
Ever had McGriddles?
Do you know what does it for me? Brownies.
Really?
Every single time that I eat brownies, and it's been that way since I was a young tot, I'd eat like a plate of brownies. They're my biggest weakness, and it's a string of farts.
Oh,
like,
my God.
A fucking brass section.
What's a brownie fart smell like?
Like chocolate shit.
Cool.
Yeah.
I've never, ever heard that as somebody's... Sagala, what's your fart food?
Normal shit, chili...
shit! If you eat shit, you fart.
I eat shit. Yeah,
chili,
like, chili,
shit tempura.
Fast food will really do it. So I'm
Burger
just,
King.
Burger King for yeah. Actually, Burger King doesn't make me fart anymore because I have so much of it that I've trained my body to accept it.
Your body has become so adept at consuming poison, it just wrings the nutrients out of the fast food and just puts anything that's kind of like protein into different areas of your body.
Yeah.
So for me, it's McDonald's breakfast is the big one. The McMuffin, the McDonald's eggs.
McDonald's breakfast really gives you the farts.
It's horrible. I'm going classic. Broccoli.
Yeah.
Broccoli.
Broccoli farts.
Broccoli.
I'm going Heineken.
Yes.
I think that was a George Carlin bit. That was one of his flavors of farts was Heineken.
No
I
shit.
It was Heineken sour cream.
That's so
he
funny.
Said, I think he said he had 4 farts.
I have another
that
green.
That man was a genius.
I have another green bottle. Jaeger. When I used to drink Jaeger.
Really?
Yeah, it would result in like black licorice sewage, dude. It was so fucking curdling.
Dude, the German side the of me bottles. Just processes Jaeger into like riboflavin or something. Like, it's like mother's milk. God. It goes down good and I never get sick. I don't know why.
Oh, shit. It's so fucking sweet, too. I remember those were... kind of responsible for my worst hangovers too.
The worst, my bad Jaeger night was. Have you guys ever done a shot ski?
Yes.
Yeah.
That for people that don't know, it's like a ski. Like you would go skiing with a row of shot glasses on it, and everybody has to do a shot, and then people just refill it. And that was a bad night.
Oh, car bombs! Car bombs too.
Yeah.
For St. Paddy's, when you'd like drop the whiskey into the Guinness and bubble up, you're just like. Literally drinking a beer milkshake with a sugar, with sugar liquor, and your fucking asshole sings.
So the guy I'm upset, I tell you guys about him all the time, Badlands, the guy that does the chugging videos on YouTube, when he was here to do High Society Radio. So his videos have millions and millions of views. He makes a lot of money. But YouTube has a rule against binge drinking, and they'll demonetize you.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
If you make videos of binge drinking. So he's had to take that. He used to do alcohol, too.
What about marijuana edible consumption?
I don't think that's
okay, cool.
They probably haven't gotten
I don't think they've gotten
They haven't gotten to our videos
yet. Yeah. Oh,
but
my
he had
God.
Shown us him doing a handle of Jaeger.
Oh my God.
In one shot.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
And I went, what did you do after that? He's like, I took a nap.
Oh my God.
He did the 400 club or what was it, 800? He did 440s in like, I think under 5 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That'll make you fart.
I used to be a 240 before you go out guy.
Me too.
I would have a 40 of oldie. This is obviously in college, yeah. not as an adult human, but I had a 40 of old English in the shower. So I'd pound that in like 5 minutes.
The shower is, that's where it gets.
That's the mark of a true problem.
That's the mark of the beast.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness, that was me at the height of everything breaking down in my entire life.
Yeah.
So I was looking to die. But I
a shower beer is hard to argue, though.
It's but a shower 40.
A shower 40 is a lot.
It was excellent. Like it was actually probably the most fun I had. And
drinking in the shower is very fun.
It's lovely. And I only shattered it once.
Especially a 40 because you're like, you know that it's crazy. You're going, look at me. Yeah. That's slippery. What's fun
yeah.
about it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like the duct tape gets wet.
That would be the shower 40, and then what would the second 40 is like as you're drying off.
Yeah, exactly. And the second 40 was in my room as I was getting dressed, and then we'd just go out, and on the walk, I would black out.
240s is where you want to be. I was the same way. 240s as a pregame is like the best.
See, I thought that. But it turned out I was wrong. Like, I was just always the problem. I was always what everybody had to then deal with because I had 240s of Old English before I went out.
My and most then a beer, joint, I think like, I've
I'm
ever
the
drank.
Man, dude. And they're like, you're crawling.
My most beer I think I've ever drank, I remember the night because it was the night TNA moved to Mondays and Hulk Hogan came. So Raw was on one channel and Hulk Hogan was on another channel. And watching the two programs switching back and forth, I drank 540s.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Just from being fired up?
Yeah, fuck it. I mean, no one's there.
Yeah,
wow. I'm on the phone with people, and I was so fired up. Mm-hmm. I really thought it was going to be something.
You could lose yourself in those moments.
In a game, yeah.
I did that when, the last 20 of, Creed or whatever, the first Creed, I can't sit and watch it. I'm literally up shadow boxing and just fighting my dad, whoever is in my head. Like, I just get so riled up from that. And I remember one of the first 10 times watching that movie, I'm home alone with my cats, no son yet, and I'm just ripping shots of Jameson watching this scene. And by the end of it, I was like face down in the toilet for my wife to discover.
Oh, yeah, dude. Cool. If you haven't woken up on the toilet, have you watched WrestleMania?
Yeah.
I remember when we had a WrestleMania party at my buddy Seeger's house, and he had three roommates, and two of them were watching it with us, and one of them was on a Tinder date where he asked a girl to come over and make lemon squares.
For the whole group?
No. Just in the kitchen, which was the next room over, while 15 dudes watched WrestleMania. And we bullied him. I mean, it had to be the worst date that has ever, because he was like this quiet guy and he's trying to make lemon squares with this girl and like get to know her on a first date.
Oh, God.
And
that sucks.
And it's me screaming, turn the fucking lights out! The Undertaker's coming out! And he goes, can we keep one light on in the kitchen? Because we're sitting here having a date.
Oh, my
God.
And I
went, fuck you! It's the Undertaker!
It's just... Yeah, so what happened with that girl? Like,
I don't think it went well.
No, you Mystery Science Theater. His first date just trashed him from another room.
We just screamed
awesome.
At him.
Oh, my God.
But I was telling that... So the second thing I saw lemon Badlands squares. Do, which he did here in the office, he did an Irish truck bomb.
What's that?
A glass of whiskey into a pitcher of Guinness.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. People are out there trying to kill themselves.
And he did.
Dude, that sounds awesome.
He did it and then stole the Guinness out of somebody else's hand, popped it, and drank that.
Damn.
And did anyone ask how he was?
He's fine.
In general.
In terms of his emotional state.
Did anyone ask how's things at home?
Yeah, hey, man. What's up with my friend Big Mac?
Badlands. He's killing it. His son does all his videos with him. He's a hip-hop artist.
Whoa, cool.
He works for the MTA. You see him. I've seen him.
You're such a stupid idiot.
Dumb. Whoa. I've seen him.
My love language.
Badlands out because he works for the MTA still.
I just did a...
He didn't fit through the door.
I did a show yesterday, which just happened to also be a rap open mic. And I'm in the back, and it's bad. And these guys go up, and they're going, when I say who you wit, you go who you wit. And they're going, who you wit? And everyone's going, who you wit? It was like 12 people in the room. And then I'm not saying it, obviously. And he goes, yo, white man. I'm the only white guy with blonde hair. He goes, you say who you wit. And I'm like, I don't want to let this guy bitch me out. I also have to go up on stage after him. So I'm like, who you wit?
Oh,
but when I said that, everybody...
Are you wearing that shirt, too?
No, I'm not.
Why would I be embarrassing?
I'm wearing this shirt that
I've
wore yesterday.
I've seen you wear several outfits several days in a row.
I'm growing.
Hey, here's a joke for no one but us. Who you wit? Eagle wit sister. Joke for no one but the three of us.
Yeah, so anyway, I go, who you with? But when I was saying that, the whole room kind of started talking. By the way, he goes, yo, white man in the back. And everybody goes, and I go, who you with? And he goes, but everybody started talking. And he's like, no, I want to hear this man say it. And I went, I just said it, man. he goes, say it again. Who you with? He's like, good.
he bitched me out.
And then I went up on stage and I went, I want to kill myself. And everybody laughed. So
that's what you said. I mean, that guy dragged you into his bomb.
I should have been just living that. I went up and I went.
My
girlfriend went up before me and she's doing a bit about how she has crushes on gay guys. And I'm like, yeah, so I was just bitched out. I was the white guy, and my girlfriend just called me gay, so I want to kill myself right now.
I'm surprised you didn't flip to the back of your notebook and just spit a verse.
And I went, and a hip, and a hop, and a scooby-dee-doo, and a shoop-a-bop-boop-a-dee.
Don't act like that's the effort you put into this.
Your chick went on stage and went, who I with? This faggot.
Brendan literally is on the subway heading to Real Ass Podcast.
Losing myself in the music and the moment. Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Brendan, when's the last time you wrote a rap?
Yesterday.
Hell yeah, dude.
He's good. Have you heard his shit?
Yeah.
I think I'm the biggest
You
want to
hear what I did yesterday?
Yeah.
You are. I think about that all the time because you did that. You're like my
I'm your hype.
You're
man.
My future.
Yeah, I'm
you ain't the future shit, bitch. You're just Mike fucking Cannon.
He's the like, dad wow, he wishes he back. Had.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. This one's
sorry,
a little
sorry, not to
sad.
Not to
this
judge
one's
you.
A little sad, but
more than true.
But we did it on a fair one, and then Tommy has just been going around town being like, have you heard Zagalo rap?
Do you need a beat, Brendan?
No. I'm just going to play what I
wow.
made yesterday.
Fuck a beat. I'll go a cappella.
I'll go a cappella.
Fuck
no,
a Papa
I just
Doc.
It's a little in my feelings, but it's not. It's only about 2 minutes.
This is a sad Branders to God.
Yeah, listen. Something changed in me this day a couple weeks ago. Mentally weak, I spent a week inside the hospital. Just visiting, envisioning the business inside my head. My brain is sizzling, thinking of hitting the bottle again. This bottom's my end. Like Steven Tyler, I'm crazy, frying my patience, crying like I'm hiding from Jason Bateman in the back of a basement. I fell on my face, but I'ma keep getting back up until they know what my name is. Oh! Sag Daddy.
Listen.
The God.
Sag Daddy.
Man, you're going to be...
If you could just tap into suicidal whites, you are on a trajectory
I'm coming
to
for your demographic,
fortune.
Eminem!
Oh, well, man, you just made one more.
It's you and XXXTentacion.
Yeah, it's...
Speaking for the saddies.
I'm XXLTention.
Is that the name of the episode?
Yes, 100%.
It was until you said it.
When do you go face tattoos?
Never, because
at 40.
No, I missed the boat on face tattoos. If I was 18,
back.
I might have done
the
that.
The ferry comes back around when shit gets ultra
I bought
ultra
a ticket. I bought a ticket to the ferry. I'm just waiting for it to come.
I keep threatening it at home.
Yeah.
That I'm going to come home with it.
Why don't you? I feel like it would fit. I would be worried if I were you about just like the slicing and potential marring of a face tattoo.
Oh, I want to do. I want to do the Outline of New Jersey by My Eye.
Oh my god!
Isn't that trash?
The problem I have.
It makes my wife so upset. Oh she's my like, god! She's like, I don't know if I could look at you.
I would love a neck.
And she looks at me now.
I would love a neck tattoo, but I get sometimes I get high and I go, "What did I do? I have all these stupid tattoos. I ruined my body."
Also, like, your neck tattoo will become a face tattoo. Simple osmosis.
Yeah. It's like trying to put a a thumb doesn't have a neck.
Okay. No, I know. Like sometimes Maddie Matheson has a neck tattoo, and sometimes he has an under chin tattoo, depending on what angle they're shooting him from.
Sometimes I'm like,
you get?
Maybe like a flower.
You suck. Dude.
I don't know. I haven't really thought of it.
No thought into anything. I know, but
I haven't really thought of it.
You consider, like, this is what I love about you, and also can't stand. But it's like you put so much thought into the idea of a neck tattoo that the details in it
means
nothing.
It means nothing.
By the time you've decided yes to the neck tattoo, you're in the place and saying that one.
Well, here's the thing. I spent 10 years putting tattoos on my body that don't mean anything.
Sure.
And now I'm like, maybe I should start, like, if I have a tattoo, maybe it should mean something. But what the fuck is the point?
Is that
like,
why you walked in out of nowhere and to just get the totem from fucking whatever the fuck? What is it called?
Inception.
Inception. And then also
Inspection, you were going to say.
And then also got a lighthouse.
I know, I got a lighthouse, which we're touching up on Sunday because it looks like I'm getting it removed right now.
Oh, yeah, that looks terrible.
Yeah, but it looks, you know, we're getting it touched up on Sunday. I hit the guy up.
I regretted a tattoo, I think, for the first time. So my wife hates... I have a naked clown woman on my arm.
Where? Oh, my God.
She's got some ronies.
And she's got
she's not.
Fat
she's not.
Pussy.
She has a bikini, but she also
she's got
very
Renee
obviously
Russo and
has nipples
and
is showing
that,
clam.
That pussy's so fat, it's barely fitting in the panties.
And I love it. The funniest thing a man has ever said to me about it, I was in a locker room, and an old black guy came up to me, and he goes, "Hey, man, what that clown, what'd you get that day you turned 18? I went, "I was 32. And I love it because it's trashy.
Yeah.
Mrs. Amico does not care for it. And
because it objectifies women? Or what is the main?
Yeah, and that, I don't know. I see, my dad was a welder. Everyone I grew up around, all my dad's friends, had naked women tattooed on them.
Mm-hmm. It's cool.
Yeah, I just remember every dude had naked ladies tattooed on them because I just grew up in that kind of trashy world.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted naked ladies tattooed on me.
Yeah.
Her dad worked for AT&T. Not the same story. Mm-hmm. Just she wasn't exposed to it. She's always said, you're going to regret it. And I was like, no, I'm not. I took a picture holding Mike Racine's baby.
Oh my!
And I had a sleeveless shirt on, and it's just a baby and a naked clown, and it's so upsetting of a picture. And I'm like, man, I gotta wear sleeves if I know there's a baby coming.
You can't even like cover that up. It's huge.
I love it. Though. I mean, yeah,
I like it. I like the contrast of baby to that. Like when I see parents like fully tatted or whatever, I know some people find that abysmal, but I have no problem with that at all. It's totally normal to the kid as well. Like I find nothing objectionable about a nude baby with that or a nude lady.
Can we cut that? Could that be a drop? I find nothing objectionable about
a nude baby.
To a nude baby.
He's the one who likes all our pretty songs. Call back.
This is a good episode. I don't think we need Lewis.
No, Lewis has been holding the show down for too long.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8's legal. You guys want to get high, right? Really high? Well, it's time to go to YoDelta.com, where you can stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. They sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. I did the field research for you guys, and it works. So, if you're over the age of 21 and you live in one of the majority of states where it's legal, go to YoDelta.com and get some Delta 8. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you high. I can tell you Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly. So that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you super high. Do you have any? What do you regret? So my trick hates that, and I have Danny DeVito on my back, and it says "Banging Whores."
From Always crazy. Sunny?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm the trash man.
In the Always Sunny font.
It's pretty good impression, right?
That was pretty good.
I don't have any tattoos I regret, but sometimes I will get high, and
yes,
I will...
you do.
No, I don't. I really have no tattoos that I regret, but I will... But the tattoos in...
You've told me you do.
Which
one? The Jacob Penis Octopus.
The Jacob Penis Octopus one I do regret.
You're gonna have to elaborate.
So my best friend still is... My best friend, he's still alive. When we were 19, 20, we thought it would be funny to put his name on my body. And we were just going to have it in script on my body. And the last minute, we were like, let's make it an octopus and let's get the octopus high and have a pirate hat on. And there's a new theory because the tattoo artist Noah from Skankfest, I was telling him about it. I have a new theory. He was saying some artists... When people are assholes or something, they'll subtly make a penis on you.
Yeah,
and they'll like put a penis on you. And this was such like a dick that we must have came in and was like, we must have been complete assholes because
I know you, that adds up.
Yeah, so maybe that's the only one, but it's also funny. But I think about it, I'm like, man, you know, I want to like act. You know, I mean, that's probably, I don't know, but I'm like, did I ruin my body because? Like that, you know, they're gonna, when you try to act, they're gonna be like, hey, look at this guy. We don't need this guy. It doesn't matter how good he is.
Pete Davidson gets made up everywhere he goes.
He's taking them off.
Yeah, but he still is covered.
And he was also famous before he got all those fucking tattoos, before he made himself look like that old bear toy.
There are people, though, that like when you see actors.
Lewis is really dating female Pete Davidson.
There are actors. Ooh, you see them and they're covered in tattoos and they just get them all covered up.
Ben Affleck has that giant phoenix on his back.
That poor guy. That was his first relapse where he was like, that's it. Yeah. From now on, I rise.
I didn't like Ben Affleck for a long time for some reason. And now that all those pictures of him coming out like smoking and miserable and sad, I'm like, oh, this is my guy.
Did you watch the basketball movie?
That's huge.
No, not yet.
Dude,
look how fucking big that is.
It's so trashy, too. And that's also when he was in his booze fat. So you love watching his back being like a little amorphous and disgusting.
Yeah, but it was a phoenix. Now it looks like that dinosaur that they just found.
Yeah, now it's fetal alcohol syndrome.
That is... Take my shirt off at the boardwalk level.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude. That's Coney Island trash.
Did you see the Ben Affleck basketball movie where he was the coach or whatever, and it's like about his alcoholism kind of, you know, through the lens of this character? That's what I was like, oh, I like Ben Affleck because I see exactly how he drank through that character drinking, and that's exactly how I drank.
I gotta watch that movie.
That alone drinking, pacing in your fucking living room, smoking cigarettes, ripping beers, the whole thing.
Dude, he's got a 40 in the shower.
When I lived in Elmhurst, Queens, I would lay down in my $500 room, bed pressed up against the fucking balcony thing that swang open, and I had like old laundry that eventually froze, molded, and like grew bats like out on my balcony, and I would just open the balcony, drink a 40 laying down, and rip butts nonstop.
Yeah, dude.
I was the saddest boy.
I want to watch this Ben Affleck movie. Even
dude,
the trailer
sick.
Was like, yeah, dude.
See, Affleck won me over again when he single-handedly saved Jay and Silent Bob Reboot.
Yeah.
Which, other than his scene, was
reboot?
Abysmal.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see the second one.
Abysmal.
That just came out, right?
Last couple years. Mm-hmm. Then Affleck, one scene, walks in, delivers a Kevin Smith 1997 fucking monologue.
That's awesome.
And walks into a movie, and at the end, you're like, ah, it wasn't that bad.
No shit.
Saved it.
He's great.
He's an excellent actor. I also think, like, I mean, Dazed and Confused is obviously talked about so much.
Such a good actor.
His performance in that movie is, like, unreal. Even outside of the comedy, like, he's such a cocksucker bully where you're just like, oh, this guy like lived this
shit.
You could see that. I dealt with people that in my high school we had a concourse, so it was like the only outdoor hallway in the entire in the entire school, and it would have like kind of a high fence, and it was known for like, especially the first week of school, that was like the hazing where the seniors would just pick freshmen up and throw them over a 6-foot chain fence and they'd be on the roof of the high school with nowhere to go.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they just couldn't do anything. And that's the dude. Like the guy that they had to stop because some kid threw a freshman and his hand caught on the top of the fence and tore his whole fucking palm wide open.
Hell yeah.
And I was that boy. I'm kidding.
And that's how I started drinking.
Because it made a little cup
to mask the pain.
All right, let's look at what else we got. I guess I want to talk about I wanted Lewis's take on this.
Can we play Guess Lewis's Take?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
That's hilarious, yeah.
Patton Oswalt posted a lengthy apology after getting backlash for posting a photo with Dave Chappelle. Now, I watched that comment section in real time.
Oh, man, and we were talking about that.
It was like Tracy Morgan's impression of white people eating lobster. I was just reading comments from trans people being...
Sharon Stone said something so old lady-ish on that. I can't even remember what it is.
I tried to call him, and I have an idea. I have an idea for him. Very weird, and I tried to call him, but I think he thinks I'm heckling.
Yeah. Like, oh, my God.
Shut up, you dusty old bitch. I love...
Tara Strong, fuck you.
The idea, and I think more and more, I think this is like the frustration with celebrities in general, is like people see that picture and then the long thing, and I'm sure he meant actually well by it.
But you
are looking at that and you're like, you chose that picture to go with what you're writing. So you curated this sad post. So some of it has to be bullshit. Like, you pick this picture where it's like, make it sad, but also like I'm thinking. And it's just him with his hand on his head writing bits and explaining how he's friends with somebody.
I love Patton.
I think, because I see a bunch of people like, this is what you get for being on the left. You're white knighting, you're virtue signaling.
I don't get that.
I think
he really
is that guy.
I think he truly believes...
And I think
he hasn't changed.
I think he's sticking with his beliefs.
Yeah.
And he really is that guy.
It's one of those where the original picture, I felt like, you know, he should have thought that through. If he thought his whole fan base would turn on him because he's taking a picture with a guy who people think is transphobic.
I mean, he legitimately.
But he's saying
like
he's my friend.
Like an old woman on testosterone treatment.
You could just delete the picture or whatever. That would be lame as fuck.
Or just
too.
Wait a week.
Nobody gives a shit.
Literally, no one.
I mean, some of the comments were brutal.
For
who
sure.
Cares?
Somebody wrote, "I wish tragedy upon your family." And I was
it
like,
already
oh,
happened.
Too late.
Yeah, too late.
Yeah, it already happened. The thing about the second picture is just it comes off out of touch. Where it's like, dude, it's not cool to take a picture of yourself writing your material anymore.
Well, like, I don't think he took. I think that might just be a picture, like maybe his chick.
Of course, but it's not cool to.
But to pair it with that,
it's just a little out of touch.
Odd.
Yeah, I can see that.
I feel. I don't think he. I mean, he did come for Shane pretty heavily, but I think he even apologized.
I think he, in retrospect, has said that he thinks Shane is funny.
Well, this is what. But this is the whole thing, right? Where it speaks again to the snake eating itself. So he is like this guy who is mostly on the quote unquote morally righteous left, right? Mm-hmm. But he does this thing where, of course, you have to be 100% from the field or else you're exiled, ostracized, and considered an alt-right maniac.
Yeah.
And of course, like, even after his apology, after all this shit, posting it, saying, explaining his friendship, explaining the nuance of having differing beliefs, but a history with somebody, all this stuff, people are then bringing up old tweets. Patton was never on your side, because it's like SJW's coming for jokes. It's like blah, blah, blah. Like, it's his defense where he's a comic. Like, he does fight against people coming for jokes as a form of performative activism. And so they were pulling up all those things being like, look at him. He's always been this. He's a piece of shit. And it's like, what? Like, so everybody has to be what the Pope should be. Like, everybody has to be sparkly clean.
Yeah.
for anybody to even be on that side. It's fucking bonkers.
I just don't understand why you don't just do the thing that you want to do, and then everybody freaks out, and then you let them freak out, and then who gives a shit? He's not going to lose ticket sales. Nobody's going
to... It's the Bill Burr model. It's like those people don't even fucking buy tickets.
They don't exist. They really don't fucking, they don't exist.
Trans people don't exist.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Listen to Brenda.
Yeah, trans people don't exist, and we like to see naked babies, okay? This is Real Ass Podcast.
It's the most real ass of all the podcasts.
I feel so like even because I guess he was deleting comments from the Chappelle picture.
I delete comments all the time.
Oh, yeah, constantly.
I love deleting comments.
And he had to apologize for that because it made people feel silenced. It's like, you don't have a fucking right to a voice on this.
Right. Yeah.
You don't like a picture. Holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And then it was funny. His new wife was like getting involved in the comment, which is like, sounds like a nightmare.
What are you doing?
I would throw her phone. I would throw her phone out the window.
And you can't say anything. I'd be like, babe, please, please like, stop.
Please don't get involved with this.
Haven't you heard the rumors that I murdered the last one?
Yeah.
Stay off your phone.
Because if you go away,
here's some wine and a shuk shuk
shuk. Jesus Christ, that's horrible.
Is horrible. But
I just feel, and like, I just think he's a good guy and he got caught up. And like, this is a dumb point. And I hate to be fucking King Lib on this. Within our grandparents, or some of us, our great-grandparents' generation, Chappelle wouldn't be allowed on the stages he's on.
Yeah. Right?
Unless he was the fucking janitor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we're policing what a black guy can say on stage. When within people who are alive's lifetime... he would have been fucking killed for going on stage with a microphone.
It's astonishing how much it's lost on people. Calling him a bigot is insane. Insane.
Yeah. If my grandpa, if I said to him, if he said that, what am I trying to say here? Fuck. I had a really funny joke.
And then chime in.
Yeah.
I don't want to get it out.
Get it together. Don't worry.
No, but it's like...
Definitely talk it out.
There's a bunch of people that are like, what is he doing on stage? And you'd be like, you're going to want to sit down.
Yeah.
What's he doing on stage? What's he talking about?
You're going to want to sit down even more. Last year for comedy.
So I just think it's wild that we're... how fast do you want society to progress?
Yeah.
Like, the fact that we're even where we are is astonishing.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, society is almost on that pace of, like, Stanhope had that incredible bit that I'm so jealous of, or it's even just a thought, where he's like, I call you an idiot for not knowing things I learned yesterday. That's such a brilliant summation of society in general, because people want things to happen so fucking fast that the moment they find out about something and decide that that is truth and that is righteousness... you should have known that for a month. Like, what's your fucking problem? Why haven't you landed where I've landed?
Anyone that's mad that he is either homophobic, transphobic, whatever you want to call it, have you ever met a 50-year-old black guy?
No.
It hasn't
The thing is, a lot of these fucking dippy white bitches have never fucking met a black guy in their entire life.
No.
And then they're like, free them! And then they meet him or are catcalled and they're like, oh my God!
Yeah. It hasn't gotten there yet. I don't know if you've ever been on black TikTok or Reels, but like, right now, they're just calling each other gay for eating hot dogs.
Yeah.
That's a running gag.
I love that gag, by the way.
Yeah, it's so funny.
It comes up. I watch so many of them that I'll just scroll through my recommended reels, and it's just black kids eating hot dogs with that song.
Yeah.
And clips of the guy that plays the Grinch at Universal. That's all I watch. Oh, I also like Mexicans getting mad at getting called Bendejo.
Nice.
Have you seen that one?
No, I have not.
It's the da-na-na-na. And then it goes, pendejo.
Yeah.
It's just clips of guys at work, and they'll film, and the friend will start to dance, and it goes, pendejo, and they'll get furious.
That's race awesome. TikTok is the best. There's ones of like...
phenomenal.
Of like, I think I said this to you, of this guy doing the, like, perfectly to this Indian guy. It's very funny.
How was that?
I don't know, man.
No, I agree. I want to talk about this.
I agree is the funniest way to just...
I agree, Brendan. Now let's switch topics because we must.
Yeah.
Hey guys, let's take a second real quick to talk about our newest sponsor, Zippix. Is your New Year's resolution to kick smoking those nasty cigarettes? Well, I have your answer for you. Zippix. Zippix has supported thousands of people trying to kick that smoking and vaping habit with their sublingual absorption that gets you the nicotine buzz quicker. Zippix comes in 6 awesome flavors, and you can use Zippix anywhere that you're not allowed to vape or smoke. No smell, no smoke, no hiding cigarette butts, and it costs less than a pack of cigarettes. So go to ZippixToothpicks.com to start your healthy alternative to smoking today. Let's get back into the show. Woman finds a mysterious tampon in boyfriend's room, then contacts the company to help find out if he's cheating on her.
Wow. I mean, that's the best call someone who works there will ever get. Because they're just bored. Like, yes, you have to take out the tampon, put it in your vagina.
Toxic shock exists.
Yeah, if I worked there, I'd be like, we're going to find out. We're going to find out who this is.
Stay on the fucking line, baby.
Mail it to my personal residence.
Yeah, I'm immediately sure. Jake Gyllenhaal in that new Guilty movie. Did you see that one where he's a police guy? He's like the 911 emergency. And then he just gets involved with what he thinks is a kidnapping. It's hilarious.
By the way, toxic shock. My aunt had a really when I was, I never realized this till I was older, that my aunt just had really slut friends, like real just whore bag New Jersey trash.
Realized too late.
But I was a little kid. I didn't know. It was just like, oh, that lady smells like perfume all the time, you know? And she had a friend who I found out later, went to the doctor because she's having issues with her tampon. And it, like, wouldn't go in, and something was wrong with her pussy. Oof. And she forgot one in there.
Yeah.
And had been in for a month.
Oh, God. Oh,
God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That's now, a lady who watched me.
How much can you sell that for?
That's a lady whose house they would leave me at.
Yeah.
That's a lady who had my copy of Aladdin on VHS for her fatherless son.
Honestly,
isn't that amazing? Have you ever done like inventory of the people that you were left with as a kid and like what they've become?
Dude, my chick has a story that they used to leave her at her aunt's house, who was a hoarder, who watched QVC all day and just bought shit. And the house was stacked. And there were no toys. And they would just dump her and her brother there. And they found a train set underneath a couch. And it was like the first toy that's ever been in the house, right? And they get all excited. They pull out the train set, take the top off the box, and there was a kitten skeleton in it.
Oh, my God.
Because somebody was putting away the train set, a kitten jumped in the box, they put it under the couch, and forgot they had a cat.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
And she is like...
Was there fur?
No, it was mummified.
Oh.
And it had been there for years.
Oh, my God.
And she's, like, deeply upset by it. I mean,
yeah,
obviously. It's traumatizing.
Holy shit.
But, yes, 100%. The people that sometimes you were left with.
Yeah, because I thought mine was bad. It doesn't even pales in comparison. But my father was, like, he was a sponsor for people. So he went through the program, all that stuff, got sponsored, and then lent his hand and helped other people through the program as well. And so this one guy, Gary, who's like, my dad was really helping him out. He had like, you know, a really tumultuous crack problem, you name it, all this stuff. He'd come over, fix our computer, have dinner with the family, like kind of became a part of everything.
Smoke some crack
just to get hungry. And, you know, he was just a good guy and he was around. And my parents trusted him so much that after probably 2 years of him coming around, they let him drive me like 3 hours, I think, to basketball camp. I remember being uncomfortable in the car and being like, oh, this is kind of weird. Like, I don't really know this guy all that well. But it was fine. He ended up dropping me off at sleepaway. My parents picked me up from the camp. And I was like, oh, you know, Gary was kind of cool. It was good getting to know him. And they're like, about Gary. He apparently relapsed wildly hard, either from our drive or just after, and you're murdered his wife killed himself.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice, sweet murder suicide right after dropping me off hoops camp in Putnam Valley.
Dude, how much did it suck to be in a car with you for 3 hours?
I know.
I know.
I blame you for both of those deaths.
Yeah. It really makes me empathize with podcast listeners.
Yeah, you're in the passenger seat just playing a Game Boy. You're like, man, life fucking sucks, doesn't it?
Sometimes you just need something to get you through the day, right,
yeah,
Care Bear?
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
Care Bear. I would really hate, if I did need something, I would hate to not be able to have it.
If I don't get a donut in 2 minutes, I'm going to suck a dick.
Yeah. I love being single.
It's just gripping the wheel.
Yeah.
All right, I want to know more about this tampon trick. Shannon.
Do you want to see the TikTok story first?
Fuck yeah.
Here you go.
Tampon and a mound, a tampon and a mascara on the Finn's wardrobe. He's in denial that he's had a go here. He's enjoying it. He's literally there. Don't we get it out?
I mean... And he's filming her, I assume, right?
Yeah, he didn't do anything.
That's the email she sent to the...
Can you pause it?
Oh, you test the pussy juice and identify who exactly it was snugging up to.
So she,
can you read that?
Yeah. It's all sixes and sevens.
So she wrote to the manufacturer of the tampon. She says, hello, what is the code on the side of the individual tampon for? I have a tampon with the code blah, blah, blah on the side. It's yellow regular. Can this tell me when it was manufactured? I found it in my boyfriend's drawer, D-R-A-W. So I am doing some investigation. And then I guess they cut the rest of it out. I don't understand how that's going to help you find out anything.
Hello, love. Turns out you meant shagging another bed.
But they actually did respond to her, and they told her like how to read the code. They told her when it was manufactured initially.
Oh, they didn't send a link to BetterHelp?
Yeah.
So she claims that she's joking about this whole thing. I don't think so. No. Also, she wasn't officially boyfriend-girlfriend with the guy at the time. They were just kind of seeing each other. And then she was in his like dorm room and found this. His excuse is that it was left over from like people that lived there before he was there.
100%.
And if he's filming her, I mean,
I think
definitely
it's her friend.
Didn't do it.
I think it's her friend that's filming her.
So yeah, 100%. If it's a dorm, there's no way to prove. And then I guess she wanted the manufacturing code so she could figure out...
What year?
Yeah, because it was from like 10 years ago.
Right. But aren't they like, are they like condoms? Like, I don't know. Don't they last a while? Like,
I have no idea how vaginas work.
I've never heard of one expiring. So yeah. I think they're just, you can just use them indefinitely.
I'm like, I tell you what I found. You're nuts.
That is solid vaginal advice here on the Real Ass Pod. Just, you know, any 20-year-old tamp, just shove it up there.
I think most women also.
5 years.
Wow.
I think most women in this...
But they don't have, like, an expiration date on them, as far as I
know. Not if, best if used by.
Yeah.
This is gonna...
Please refrigerate.
I think most women, when they're seeing a guy and they're not dating, they're kind of on their best behavior in that kind of sense. So she's crazy. Yeah, she should be like, I don't care.
What a true gift.
I don't know.
What
I
a
no
gift
idea.
That she provided
exactly.
to that
before,
guy. Yeah.
It was a gift, yeah.
Before the real crazy comes out.
Oh, yeah, before she starts poking holes in condoms and starts faking birth control and all that like,
checking
wild
his phone.
Ass shit, delivering like fake
what
positive
have you ever
tests.
Had a girl find anything?
No, I don't. I've never, I mean, cheated or anything like that, so.
It wasn't even cheating. I mean, I was a scumbag to this chick that I dated in high school in the sense that, like, we were both pretty toxic, and anytime we were on a break, I would go outside of that thing. And then, of course, once back in, be like, did you hook up with anybody? No. And she found out 100% of the time.
Like, of course.
Yeah. We're in the same town. The secret can only last for so long, and it just 100% comes back to her. It's insane that I thought it wouldn't. But I remember also being wildly jealous of, like, her potentially doing the same shit, because, of course, it's just a projected fear. And I was going through her AOL email alone, saw that there was an unread message.
You got mail from guys.
It was from this kid that I played basketball against in high school. So I was like, just the temperature of my body was
Jerome!
Fucking... He was a white. It was Rockland County. Thank you.
No, I'm okay. Actually,
thanks, Poco. But I opened it, and this is when, like, you kind of couldn't make it unread, or I didn't know how, or something like that. So if you checked it, you're fucked, right? Because they'll know that somebody saw it. So I checked it, saw that I found exactly what I was looking for, that she was hanging out with this dude, potentially hooking up, whatever.
Damn.
And I immediately was like, texted her, let's hang out. And then as soon as I get over there, I was like, I need to use your computer. Yeah. And then I, like, oops, accidentally got onto her AOL, opened it immediately, and was like, what's this? And she's like, how did you find yourself to this one?
You go over there, you spin a ball on your finger, you go, is this hot to you? Is this something you might be into?
I knew it was.
And you want to know how I knew it was? Because I logged into XXO, you know, whatever her email.
YankeeGirl24
at AOL.com.
YankeeGirl!
It's 100% a real screen.
What? It was?
Yeah. Tino Martino, 24.
Wow.
Yeah.
At one of the tail ends of one of my relationships, when I suspected this, my girlfriend talking to a guy, because she was getting texts at like 1 a.m. Yeah. Like, it would be like, and I'm like, who are you talking to? And she's like, she would just be like, oh, yeah, my guy friend, blah, blah, blah. Then one of those nights, she was asleep, and it was like 3 in the morning, and the phone went, and I fucking checked the phone. I'm like, you know, I don't really check phones or anything, but I was like,
that's warranted.
This is warranted.
If it pops up in front of you,
I think. It's a guy,
yeah.
And I'm like, what? And I looked at it, and it was very flirty and everything, and I flipped the fuck out.
You flipped her off of the bed, and were like, explain this, bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got in the bed, and I was like, mad laying next to her.
And then sleeping easily.
Yeah, yeah, of course. I was like, well, I need to get some shut eye, so... I'm a bitch.
I'm a cuck. I had a girl find a ripped open condom with like the paper was ripped open, but the condom was still inside it.
Oh.
And she did the math on that real quick, which was nah.
Could have been anything. Really could have been anything.
Oh, I used to jerk off into condoms though when I was really young.
Lewis has that same story. I've met a bunch of people that use that as an excuse.
Oh, okay. I never did that. I was never
put in a position. Lewis also used to jerk off in the condoms.
Yeah. Seventh grade, though, like buying condoms as a dare or whatever. Did you ever do that with your buddies?
No.
We went to like a deli or whatever. We're like, you buy them. No, you buy them. And we just have packs of condoms as seventh graders. Like, what are we going to do? Yeah. So I just fucking dropped new batches in each of them.
Yeah, I get it. People still do that. Adults will jerk off into condoms.
No cleanup,
I guess. Yeah, no cleanup. I've also had... real hard to argue that you didn't get caught cheating with a black chick when your girlfriend finds the wig.
Oh my god! You're like, no, that's for one of my little
I'm
videos.
A transvestite. Okay. That was my only defense I had.
That's perfect. This is for my wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've had a phone hurled at my head at 3 in the morning.
Really?
Old fucking flip, real Nokia brick.
Oh shit!
Fucking just. Spiked into my temple.
Oh my God. Now that I think of it, I've gotten sloppy with text messages, especially in the beginning of phones with like flip phones. You didn't know what you were doing. But it's one of those things where you convince yourself as time goes on that you talked your way out of it and that everything was fine. But I'm sure it was like the most turmoil I've ever experienced.
It probably ruined everything.
For sure. Yeah. Oh, I remember large swaths of my young life walking through existence with the biggest knot of pain, dread, and just uncertainty about shit that I've done coming up and, you know, resurfacing to a girl or whatever. It was awful.
Because there are some points, like, in your, like, formative years when keeping stuff in and making up fantasy stories about different, and being like, this person, that, like, helps you. And then you get into your adulthood and you're like, I gotta get this the fuck out of me.
Yeah, I have to own up.
Yeah, because I'm walking around going like, well, they probably think this because they're like that and do creating the fantasy world. And then you go, did you think this? And they're like, what? No. And you're like,
good person.
There goes a huge lump off of my heart that I would have carried for centuries.
I had somebody send a girl I was dating. They made a new email address.
Oh.
It's just said, your boyfriend's cheating on you right now. And I got the nastiest call of all time.
Wow, they did the J-Wow Snooki letter?
Yeah.
Wow. We saw Ron at bed.
What was the email that they made? Your boyfriend?
No, it was just a random
And just that?
And just that.
Your boyfriend's cheating on
and
you?
And it was like the one night I wasn't.
Right.
It was insanely bad timing.
Yeah, but honestly, even if I am cheating on a girl, if... she gets an email that's like, your boyfriend's cheating on you, and she believes it, I have a problem with that. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Even if I am, I'm going to be like, don't. Why would
That's obviously someone that has a vendetta against me.
Oh,
yeah.
I've yelled at my girlfriend for believing somebody over me, even though that person was.
Oh, that's
the
my MO, dude. Yeah. That's yeah, my you're like, MO.
Oh, is this what it is? So yeah. I see where the trust goes. It goes to this fucking idiot, and I'm sitting here giving you my life and my heart, and you have no respect for that. And it's like,
dude, I'm
sociopath.
I will die with a lie.
Yeah, yeah. I am.
I
the
will
king
way
of...
past getting caught.
Same.
I will die. Yeah. I will stick with the lie. I'll never ever. I am, admit defeat on a lie.
I am the king of it's not a lie if you believe it.
That's right. Yeah, if you trick yourself into
passing.
It's
not a lie if you truly believe it.
I want to do one more thing before we get out of here.
He just whips his dick out. I love it.
4.2, bitch. Jason Derulo attacks two guys in Vegas hotel lobby for calling him Usher.
Fuck yeah. I want to see how he throws hands up.
That's exactly what I
want to
say.
Because you know they were being like, yo, Usher, hey, Usher. You know, yeah. You know it wasn't a mistake.
Through the A-Town stomp.
Yeah. It's Jason Derulo. I say it at the beginning of every one of my songs.
I mean, because he's huge. He's like, he looks he's in shape. But sometimes those guys, when you watch them in fights, you're like, embarrassed at the lack of fluidity in their bodies.
This
it's like,
is what
oh, you have
do.
No grace.
You don't fight them. You walk up, you take $100 bill, and you fucking rip it up in front of them and throw it in their face and go, I don't fucking need that.
You're gonna be a fun rich guy.
I know, for that 2 weeks that I'll be rich.
Yeah, until all the, there's just hundreds and fucking flurries at your feet.
Yeah. They're all looking at me going, Bobby Moynihan.
Why you slap him, dog? Hey, yo, why you slap him?
Hey, Usher, fuck you, bitch.
Why you slap him?
Oh,
slap
good
him?
For him. Yes. Yes.
Why
you
slap him?
Yes, dude. Yo, Usher, fuck you, bitch. Yes, dude. Yes. He ran
good.
Through fucking.
Good. All right. Hey, man, sometimes people.
Yes.
100% earn a physical assault.
Yes. Dude, this is pumping me up.
Don't touch my boy.
I love when people get fucking robbed.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Jason Derulo.
He can throw hands. Those punches look pretty stiff. Pretty
wow.
stiff.
Wow. I mean, I really love the way this podcast has ended. Fuck the baby from Nirvana.
We are all.
Fuck Patton Oswalt.
We're all liars.
Jason, we're all liars and pedophiles, and Jason Derulo is the man. We'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time on the Real Ass Podcast.
That's all, folks.